एषा भूतानि भूतात्मा भूतेषु भूतभावना स्वसत्यमायया युक्तः श्रीयाति अतिचापति च दिस भूतानि All created beings, Bhuta Atma, the super soul of all living entities, Bhuta Ishara, the controller of everyone, Bhuta Bhavana, the maintainer of everyone, Swasaktya, through his energy, Mayaya, the external energy, Yuktaha, through such agency, Srijati, creates, Ati, annihilates, Cha, and Pati, maintains, Cha, and translation and purport by his Vaikuntha Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Supersoul of all living entities. He is the controller and maintainer of everyone. Through the agency of His external energy, He creates, maintains and annihilates everyone. Please repeat. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Supersoul of all living entities. He is the controller and maintainer of everyone. Through the agency of His external energy, He creates, maintains, and annihilates everyone. Purport. There are two kinds of energies in the matter of creation. The Lord creates this material world through His external material energy, whereas the spiritual world is a manifestation of His internal energy. He is always associated with the internal energy, but he is always aloof from the material energy. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita 9.4, the Lord says, Matstani sarva bhutani nacham teshva avastitha. All living entities are living on me or on my energy, but I am not everywhere. He is personally always situated in the spiritual world. In the material world also, wherever the Supreme Lord is personally present, is to be understood as being the spiritual world. For example, the Lord is worshipped in the temple by pure devotees. The temple is therefore to be understood as being the spiritual world. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदमयं ददाति स्वपदन्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सहजातं सहगणरघुनाथं वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं पर्जनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदां सर्वगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कान्ता राधा कान्ता नमस्तुते तप्तकाञ्चन गौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवि प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुरेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Supersoul of all living entities. He is the controller and maintainer of everyone. through the agency of his external energy, he creates, maintains and annihilates everyone. So it's interesting, like the past time that we are going to by now, we might be knowing by heart, those who attend regularly. So here Dhruva Maharaj is fighting against the Yakshas and he has killed so many Yakshas, and now Swayambhu Manu has, what is the relation of Swayambhu Manu with Dhruva Maharaj? Grandfather, right? So Swayambhu Manu and also is the Prajapati, or is a maintainer of law. Manu Samhita is given by Swayambhu Manu, so he is a maintainer of law, so it is his duty to stop if something irreligious is happening. So he has come down and now he is giving instruction to Dhruva Maharaj to stop fighting. And he is saying this is irreligious. So one point that we see here is, even and Dhruva Maharaj, we know, is a pure devotee. So he is a pure devotee and still he became inflicted. It seems he is getting into irreligious activity because he is killing all the Yakshas. In fact, only one of the Yakshas killed his brother, but now he is killing, slaughtering all the Yakshas he could find. So Swayambhu Manu comes and instructs him on different aspects, saying how it is the will of the Lord. Also he gives examples, like he says everyone is bound by the Kala Shakti of the Lord. So there are different instructions that he gives in this set of verses, and asks Dhruva Maharaj to stop fighting and not to kill everyone. So here, so coming back to that point, so even a pure devotee can sometimes get inflicted in the irreligious activity. So one point that we have to be very careful is the power of association here. So even though we may think we are pure or we may think we are very advanced, but one thing is always necessary is the association of devotees. And here we see Dhruva Maharaj got the association of Swayambhu Manu, who is also a pure devotee. So Swayambhu Manu can instruct him to, if he is doing wrong, he could instruct him. And this is one thing we see in the pastime of Bharat Maharaj. So Bharat Maharaj was also a pure devotee. It is mentioned he was at the level of Bhava. But just because he couldn't get the association of pure devotee, so he fell down from that position. So it is very important that one gets the association. This is one of the points which comes up in the conversation. But coming back to this verse, it says the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the super soul of all living entities. So when we see Lord is coming, so first of all the question arises, how are we bound? How are we bound? How do we came into this? And this is a question many times asked. How do we came into this material world? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains, Ainanda Tanuj Kinkaram Patitam Vam Vishame Baum Buddho. I've fallen down into this material ocean. So we all have been spiritual in consciousness. We have been a spirit soul. Sorry. But we have fallen down into this material world. So there's no point in arguing how did we fell down, but we have to understand that since we have fallen down into this material world, we have to work towards how we can get out of this material world. And Krishna is coming. The interesting point is Krishna is coming with us as super soul, with all the living entities. He's associating us. So and here there is the explanation. He's a controller and maintainer of everyone through his agency of his external energy. So Krishna has got unlimited energies, and there are three main energies which are classified. The first one is Antaranga Shakti or internal energy, which is also known as Yoga Maya. And then the second one is Tatastha Shakti or marginal energy, which are the jivas, which are all of us. And the third energy classified is the external energy or inferior energy, which is the material creation. So it is mentioned how, and there was a class which in past class we discussed how Maya Devi is classified into two different energies, or Maya means energy of the Lord. So there is Yoga Maya, which is internal energy, and then there is Mahamaya, which is external energy. So from the verses, from scriptures, we understand that these two energies are the two sides of the same coin. Depending on how one perceives Maya Devi, one can be either in internal energy of the Lord or one can be in external energy of the Lord. So there are two energies of... So Maya Devi is classified into Yoga Maya and Mahamaya. And Mahamaya is classified further down into two Mayas, which is Jiva Maya and Guna Maya. So, and with this Jiva Maya is basically acting on the individual living entity. It is again classified into two categories, which is Prakshepatmika Maya and Avanatmika Maya. And Guna Maya has got three categories, which is Sattva Guna, Rajoguna and Tamoguna. So, as soon as the living entity forgets its position, it is mentioned, Krishna bahir mukha hoy, bhoga vasha kare, nikata sthaye maya tare japitaya tare. In the Prema Vaivarta Purana, it is mentioned, as soon as desire to enjoy separate from Krishna arises within the living entity, in the jiva, Maya Devi is standing there, Mahamaya is standing there, and it japita dare, it catches hold of them. So this jiva immediately, as soon as got a desire to enjoy separately, Maya Devi, first the avanatmika, Maya, covers that living entity. So what is this covering? Makes him forget that he is eternal servant of the Lord. He is an eternal associate of the Lord. His relationship with the Lord. So that is immediately covered. So the living entity thinks now that I can enjoy separately from Krishna. I can enjoy on my own. I am the controller and maintainer. So this is the first covering that comes. And that is Prakshepatmika Maya then acts on the living entity. So the first covering is Avanatmika Maya, which acts on the jiva. So again, going back to the categories of Maya, Maya Devi is categorized into Yoga Maya and Mahamaya. And Mahamaya is categorized into two parts, Jiva Maya and Guna Maya. And Jiva Maya has got two functions, Avanatmika Shakti or Avanatmika Maya and Prakshepatmika Maya. So Avanatmika Maya, what does she do? Covers the relationship of a living entity to the Lord. And Prakshepatmika Maya, what does it do? It makes the person believe that he is the maintainer and controller. It gives the living entity different toys. Like when the kids are young and we want to engage them, we cannot tell them, you have to sit quiet. You have to give them different toys to engage them. So either you make them to sleep, or you give them some toys so that they become engaged. So this is the role of this Jiva Maya, which is Avanatmika and Prakshepatmika. So different toys are given to us, and it makes us, here in the verse it is mentioned, he is the controller. But the real, who is the real controller and maintainer? The Lord himself is the controller and maintainer of everyone, and through the agency of his material. So again, in Bhagavad Gita there is a verse, Prakriti Kriyam Manani Guna Karmaniya Sarvasa Ahankara Vimudatma Kartaham Iti Manyate. So it is the Prakriti, it is the material energy of the Lord which is doing everything, the Guna. Guna Karmani Sarvasa. So this is another function of the Guna Maya. So it is categorized into sattva, raja and tamas, which acts on the living entity. So the gunas make one feel that this is good and this is bad. Depending on what guna you are in, you will make choices. So it is mentioned one has to rise to the, at least the guna of goodness, come to the platform of goodness so that he can make right choices. So there are different energies of the Lord which are acting on a living entity as soon as one comes into the material world. Also there is a verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita which says, Krishna bhuli se jiva anadi bahi mukha ateva maya tare deha samsara dukha. So as soon as the living entity forgets Krishna, he suffers in the material world through the agency of this different maya. So it's not that Krishna wants us to suffer. Somebody might argue like, why is Krishna putting us into different suffering if he loves us? But it's not that Krishna wants us to suffer, but it is, he wants us to enjoy eternally. There is a nice story where once there was a saint who was very renowned saint, and then there was one householder, king who goes to the saint and says, he offers all his prayers and obeisances, and then he says, Sadhuji, Swamiji, you are Tyagi, you are the best of the Tyagis. And the sage says, no, I am not a Tyagi, you are a Tyagi. And the householder said, no, I am not a Tyagi, I am engaged into material affairs, but you are a Tyagi. And the sadhu said, no, you are a Tyagi, you are a real Tyagi. And this goes on, and the householder said, no, you are the Mahatyagi then. And the yogi or the sadhu says, no, you are Mahatyagi. So this goes on, and then this householder becomes frustrated. Why is this person, this sadhu, saying me as a Tyagi? So he just asks, why are you saying that? And the yogi or sadhu say, I have renounced just the material things which are tuchha, inferior things, but you have renounced which is invaluable. So you are a Mahatyagi. You have renounced something which is eternal. So you are a Mahatyagi. I am just a small Tyagi. I am just renounced something which is going to be destroyed soon. But you have renounced your own soul. You are not working towards it. So you are a Mahatyagi. So this is how we see Maya makes us forget what is real and what is temporary, what is eternal and what is temporary. So Krishna acts through his energies, and that is what Krishna wants us to realize, that this is not our home. This is just a temporary situation, so we have to go back home, back to Godhead. So he makes us frustrated, he tries to make us so frustrated that we look for an alternative which is permanent, and we go back home, back to Godhead. So this is the reason why Krishna puts us into all these difficulties. And actually it's not Krishna who is putting us, it is mentioned here, Krishna is accompanying us as a super soul. But it is our own desires. In Bhagavad Gita also there are many times mentioned, it is Prakriti, it is Ishvara, or it is Jiva. In 5th chapter it is mentioned how these are the three doers. But who is the actual doer then? Some people say it is Prakriti who is the doer. Some people say Ishvara who is the doer. Some people say it is the Jiva who is the doer. Or some people say it is the desire of a Jiva who is the doer. So of course Prakriti facilitates, Ishvara also facilitates, he is a overseer and the permitter of all the activities. But ultimately it is the Jiva who has a desire to act, and the Lord facilitates those desires. So sometimes I give this example many times, like when children want to drive a car, we don't give them the real car, we take them to Luna Park or one of those amusement parks and let them drive a small car so that they don't hurt themselves much. So that is why when a desire for enjoying comes into the mind of a living entity, is put into this lunapa, which is known as material world. So where they can drive and enjoy their maintainer and controller desires. So once they finish off with their desires, they want to go back home, back to Godhead, and then Krishna facilitates their desire, and then they can come back home, back to Godhead. But again, Krishna is saying in this verse, Prabhupada is explaining in the purport, he is saying, quoting Bhagavad Gita 9.4, which says, Maya tatam idam sarvam jagada vekta murtina mastani sarva bhutani nacham teshu avas. That even though everything rests upon me, but still I am aloof from the material world. He does not contact the material world. So this is, he is always, Prabhupada makes this point, he is always in his spiritual consciousness. He never falls down into the material consciousness. Because there is no difference between his body and his himself. So, whereas the living entities, they fall down into the material consciousness because they are immediately covered by the Shaktis of the Lord. And they identify their body as to be the self. Whereas the Lord never falls down. And it is also mentioned, wherever the devotees are worshipping the Lord, it is the spiritual world. Prabhupada makes this point in his purport. The Lord is worshipped in the temple by the pure devotees. And therefore the temple is to be understood as being the spiritual world. So the point that we have to understand is, it is just the consciousness of a living entity which can put him into the material world or spiritual world. So which can put him into Mahamaya or Yogamaya. So it's just a change of consciousness is required, and one can be in the spiritual world or in the material world. And there are pastimes where especially today is the appearance day of Shyamanand Prabhu. Today is the appearance day of Shyamanand Prabhu, and I was going through his biography, and it's very enlightening, it is very uplifting to read the disappearance day of Shyamanand Prabhu. So it is very enlivening, uplifting to read the commentaries or biographies all of this acharyas, because the way they act, we can see how one should act. In Nectar of Devotion, it is given, it is mentioned, there are 64 items of bhakti, which one can, so there is sadhana, but it is mentioned here, it's in tomorrow's verse anyway. So one has to surrender to overcome Maya. Unless one surrenders, one cannot overcome Maya. So one has to surrender to the Lord, and there are 6 items of surrender. The first is doing things which are favorable and rejecting things which are unfavorable. Understanding that Lord is the maintainer and controller. So it is mentioned he is the controller and maintainer of everyone. So we have to realize that. And then the fifth one is understanding that, the fifth one is to surrender, self-atmanivedan. And the last one is with humility, developing humility. And so these are the 6 stages of surrender. And so in Nectar of Devotion it is mentioned there are 64 items where one can, which one can perform to for sadhana bhakti. So in sadhana bhakti, one has to come from vaidhi sadhana bhakti to raganuga sadhana bhakti. So the first 10 given are the do's of those 64. The second 10 given are the don'ts. And it is interesting, the first 10, out of the first 10, the first 5 are the ones which explain surrender onto the spiritual master. One should accept a spiritual master, take initiation from spiritual master, one should serve the spiritual master, one should follow the acharyas under the direction of spiritual master. So these are the first 5 speak about spiritual master, surrendering onto spiritual master. The second 10 speaks about the don'ts, and the last and the 44 items are the additional items which are given in Nectar of Devotion. And of those 44, the last 5 are most, Rupa Goswami mentioned, or Srila Prabhupada mentioned in that commentary, saying those are the very important points, which is sadhu, sangha. The first one is sadhu sangha. Of the 64, last 5 items are sadhu sangha. One has to associate with the devotees. It is very important that one always remains in the association of the devotees. And we see from Bhagavatam, whenever even in the life of this, in this pastime, in the life of Dhruva Maharaj, first he got the association of Narad Muni, and then he became perfect because he gave him the process by which he can become perfect. And now at this point where he was engaging in so-called irreligious activities, it is also mentioned like when a devotee or lord kills anyone, especially the pure devotees, we should not start killing everyone. But the pure devotees, when they kill anyone, they are liberated. And all of the yakshas got liberation actually. But again, he was still not doing, which was one of the points Swayambhu Manu mentions is, if you do this, people will follow your example. And they will also fall down. So it is not appropriate for you to act in such a way. So, but again, he got an association of Swayambhu Manu, so he could stop himself. Because from time to time we might engage in activities which are not favorable towards our bhakti. So then the association of devotees will stop us. So it is very important that we have the association of devotees. The second one is Bhagavat Sravana. One should always recite Srimad Bhagavatam. Nasta Prayashva Padreshu Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya Bhagavate Uttam Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. So Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya required. One has to engage, one has to read, and read in the association of the devotees. That is very important. Not alone. One can read alone also, but with the association of a devotees, the rasa or the mellow is more relished. It increases the rasa. So it is important that we hear and read Srimad Bhagavatam. So Sadhu Sangha, Bhagavat Sravana. The third one is, anyone remembers? Mathura Vas is fourth one. But anyways, Mathura Vas, one should reside in Mathura. And it is also, as it is mentioned here, anywhere the deity of the Lord is worshipped by pure devotees, it is non-different than Mathura or spiritual world. So one can regularly associate or come to temple and reside in the and one should actually go to this holy places, Vrindavan, Mayapur and Puri, because these places are like powerhouses. It is mentioned a person cannot, any atheist, even if an atheist goes to Vrindavan, he cannot remain an atheist. His consciousness changes, he becomes a devotee. Because if you go to Vrindavan, what do you hear all the time? Radhe Radhe. And who is Srimati Radharani? Topmost devotee, or she is none different than the Lord, Ladini Shakti of the Lord. So there is an influence when you go to the holy places, there is an influence of the spiritual potency is there. It is none different than the spiritual world itself. So one should go to this holy places. Naam Sankirtan. So first was Sadhu Sangha, Bhagavat Sravanam, Naam Sankirtan. One should chant the holy names of the Lord, because that is the only process which can deliver us in this material world. And again, we will hear something about Shyamananda Prabhu, who was one of the associates of the Lord, and how he converted many people. He converted many people. In that time in Odisha, there were many rich aristocrat people, and he converted them just by the process of Naam Sankirtan. Wherever he used to go, he used to chant the holy names with his associates, and people used to just become attracted to his chanting, because he was so pure that people used to look at him and become charmed by his personality. And they used to just fall down at his feet. He did not even have to go and preach to them, please take this book or please take this mantra. Just by his presence, by his chanting, people used to fall down at his feet and surrender to him. And like that, he made many devotees actually at his time. So, Nam Sankirtan, Mathura Vas and Arsh Vigraha Sevaya. One should engage in deity worship. So, these are the five processes, the last five processes given in Nectar of Devotion of the 64 processes. So, one should engage in all these processes. And then what will happen? One will be able to understand who Lord is. So, one of the other points which is mentioned here is to understand that it is the Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead, who creates, maintains and annihilates everything. And to understand this, one has to come to this conclusion. Ek kale Ishvara Krishna arasa sabha vrittya. It is Lord. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ite chamsa kalapumsam Krishna stu Bhagavan Swayam. The whole Srimad Bhagavatam comes to this conclusion. Krishna stu Bhagavan Swayam. Everyone else is subordinate to Krishna. So we have to come to this conclusion by hearing, chanting, by these processes, the 64 processes which are given in Nectar of Devotion. The conclusion is Krishna is the Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and surrender unto Him. So, actually, there is a nice pastime where Lord Chaitanya went to South India and he was discussing with Venkat Bhatt. Where Venkat Bhatt was saying there is no difference between Narayan and Krishna. They are both one. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could understand the mood. So he stayed there for a while, and while it was Chaturmas, and he was developing this relationship, friendly relationship with Venkat Bhatt. And then he once told Venkat Bhatt, he questioned Venkat Bhatt, then why is Lakshmi Devi not able to become a gopi? If Narayan and Krishna are one, then why is Lakshmi Devi not associating with Krishna? And then Venkat Bhatt could not answer actually. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him like, because Lakshmi Devi cannot get into the mood of a gopi. To get into the mood of the gopi, Lakshmi Devi will have to take birth as a ordinary cowherd girl. He will have to serve in a menial manner. He will have to change his mood of Svakhiya to Parakhiya bhav. She will have to marry someone else and then associate with the Lord in that mood. And she will also have to do menial services, which is not possible for Lakshmi Devi to perform. She cannot leave the lotus feet of the Lord. So she cannot enter into the mood of gopi. So that is why, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eventually came to conclusion, Krishna is the Supreme. So one has to understand Krishna is superior to even Narayan. So the conclusion is, the process of devotional service is the highest, bhakti is the highest, and higher than, so one can get pleasure from sense gratification, one can get pleasure from liberation, and one can get pleasure from devotional service, bhakti. But the pleasure one receives from bhakti is the topmost, and Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we'll quickly hear something from. I've got this prayers, a song written by a poet called Narhari Das, and so this poet has narrated a biography of Shyamanand Prabhu in this poem. So we'll quickly read this and probably we can go through the life of Shyamanand Prabhu. it is called the glories of Shyamanand Prabhu, Sri Shyamanand Prabhu Ra Mahima. So after I just repeat the verse. Ore mora prana bandhu shamananda sukha sindhu sadai vibale gora gune. Kriya parihari dure anande ambika pure ailena prabhu radhava. O ocean of joy, Prabhu Shyamananda, O friend of my life force, you are always ecstatic in singing the glories of Gaura. Giving up his home, he came happily to Ambikapura, the home of Hridaya Chaitanya Prabhu. So the pastime goes like this. Shyamanand Prabhu was, before Shyamanand Prabhu was born, his parents had many children, but they used to die immediately as soon as they were born. But when Shyamanand Prabhu was born, he was the only son who survived. So the parents named him Dukhi. So that because they thought if they name something which is happiness, then again there will be somebody he might be cursed by something and he might die. So his parents named him Dukhi. So nobody will be attracted to him. But the fact was, he was so charming when he was born. Everyone was coming and looking at him, and they were becoming just attracted to him, thinking, and there were predictions made that he will be a great devotee of the Lord, and everybody was just, his personality was very charming. So, and then one day when he was growing, he was not attached to any of the material knowledge. He was always engaged in devotional services and devotional sastras. So he told his father that he took permission from his father that he wants to go and take initiation from Hridaya Chaitanya, who was residing in a nearby village. Was residing in the nearby village, and then his father allowed him to go because his father understood that he was devotionally very inclined and nobody could stop him. So then he went, and this is what the song says, he went and met Hridaya Chaitanya, and when he came and told Hridaya Chaitanya about his intention, and as soon as he saw Hridaya Chaitanya, first of all he just fell at his feet. Hridaye Chaitanya dekhi ajare jahare aaki bhumi te padaye lotaliya. Hridaye Chaitanya dekhi ajare jahare aaki bhumi te padaye lotaliya. Sire dhari se charane kari atma samarpane eka bhi tera da. Seeing Hridaya Chaitanya Prabhu, torrents of tears flowed from his eyes as he rolled on the ground in ecstasy. He held the feet of Hridaya Chaitanya on his head and surrendered to him. The two stayed together for some time. So Hridaya Chaitanya was immediately attracted to the personality and his behavior, and he accepted him as his close associate, and he was instructing Shyamanand Prabhu with all the devotional sastras. Dekhi Shyamananda Rita Thakura Kariya Prita Nikate Rakhiya Shishya Kaila.
Dekhi Shyamananda Rita Thakura Kariya Prita Nikate Rakhiya Shishya Kaila.
Kariya Nugraha Ati Sikhaiya Bhakti Riti
Nitai Chaitanya Samarpi. Seeing the behavior of Shyamananda Prabhu, Sri Hridaya Chaitanya expressed his affection by keeping him close and making him a disciple. He bestowed extreme favor on Shyamananda Prabhu, teaching him the ways of bhakti and offering him in service to Nitai and Chaitanya. Kathaka divasa pare pathaita vrajapure Shyamananda vyakula hoila. Chaitanya Shyamanande Kaila Dhanya Yatra Kale Ajna Mala Dila. After a few days, Hridaya Chaitanya Prabhu sent Shyamananda Prabhu to Vraja. Shyamananda felt distress in his heart. Their lordships Chaitanya, Nitai and Chaitanya bestowed their mercy on Shyamananda Prabhu and gave him a benedictory garland during his journey. So Shyamananda Prabhu had a desire, and Hridaya Chaitanya saw this, that he couldn't give, or he was not suitable for Shyamananda Prabhu. So he asked Shyamananda Prabhu, you go to Vrindavan and associate with Jiva Goswami there and learn the science or spiritual scriptures from all the scriptures from Jiva Goswami. So he asked him to go, and on the way, first Shyamananda Prabhu went to Nadia and he met there Ishan Thakur. It is mentioned, I'm not sure this point, probably if anyone knows, did Shyamananda Prabhu ever met Chaitanya Prabhu and Nityananda Prabhu? No, right, he was after that person. Yeah, so this is when I was reading it, when he went to Nadia in the house of Jagai Pandit, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not there. I think he must have already passed away. So Ishan Thakur Prabhu was there, and he gave him a garland which was offered to the Lord, and he took it as a blessing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then he went to Vraja, and he was, it is also mentioned when he entered, I think it is here itself. Shyamananda Pathe Chale Bhashya Akirana Jale Sonariya Prabhu Raguna Gana.
Shyamananda Pathe Chale Bhashya Akirana Jale Sonariya Prabhu
Raguna Gana. Ekakika Thaka Dine Praveshila Vrindavane Bahu Tirtha Kariya Brahma. So Shyamananda Prabhu walked on the path to Vraja. As his eyes welled with tears, he sang songs glorifying the Lord. For many days he travelled alone and finally entered Vrindavan. There he roamed around in various holy places. So Dekhi Ashri Vrindavanya Apana Manaya Dhanya Anande Darite Pare Detha.
Dekhi Ashri Vrindavanya Apana Manaya Dhanya Anande Darite Pare Detha.
Sita Haya Netra Jale Lotaya Dharani Tale Vipula Pulaka Maya Deha.
Shikahaya Netra Jale Lodaya Dharani Tale Vipula Pulaka Maya Deha.
Seeing the Vrindavan forest, he considered himself fortunate. Feeling great happiness, he could not remain peaceful. His eyes wet with tears, he rolled on the ground. His body appeared beautiful, decorated by his hair standing on end. So when he entered Vrindavan, he was continuously searching for Jiva Goswami. He was inquiring, where is Jiva Goswami? Because that was the instruction of his spiritual master, Hridaya Chaitanya Prabhu, to go and take instruction from Jiva Goswami, associate with him and serve him. So he was continuously searching and he was feeling the ecstasy when he went through the different forests of Vrindavan.
Giya giri govardhane kailaya chila mane Shri Radha pundera tate aasi.
Giya giri govardhane kailaya chila mane Shri Radha pundera tate aasi.
Premaya vivala haila dekhi anugraha kaila Shri Das Gosain gunara.
To fulfill his heart's desire, he went to Govardhan. Then he came to Sri Radhakund. Seeing him, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, the possessor of many good qualities, was overcome with aesthetic love, and he offered various benedictions to Shyamananda Prabhu.
Shri Jiva Nikata Gela Nija Parichaya Dila Teno Kripa Kaila Vatsala Yate.
Shri Jiva Nikata Gela Nija Parichaya Dila Teno Kripa Kaila Vatsala
Yate. Yeva Manoratha Chaila Taha Yena Purna Kaila Ridaya Chaitanya Kripa.
Then Sri Shyamananda Prabhu went to Sri Jiva Goswami and introduced himself. Sri Jiva Goswami bestowed mercy on him in the mood of a parent. Thus, by the mercy of Hridaya Chaitanya Prabhu, all of Sri Shyamananda Prabhu's desires were fulfilled. So when Shyamananda Prabhu introduced himself as Dukhi, Jiva Goswami said, "No, you are not Dukhi, you are Krishna Das." So he named him Krishna Das. And then there is a pastime where he was doing very menial service. Every morning he used to wake up early and he used to clean the roads, the paths where the parikrama, people used to do parikrama. So every morning he used to clean those paths so that the stones don't hit the pilgrimage. And also he requested Jiva Goswami, "Please give me some service for you." And Jiva Goswami said, "Okay, you can bring water from Kanana Kunj. So you can bring water from Kanana Kunj for me every morning." So he used to go fill the pot with water and bring it for Jiva Goswami. So he used to do this for years. He used to do this service. So when he was serving the devotees so nicely, Jiva Goswami so nicely, Srimati Radharani felt compassion. Krishna and Radharani felt compassion on him. And once when he was filling water from the kunj, he saw the anklet bell in the kunj. So he picked up that anklet bell. It was a bangle which he picked up. And then he thought, whose bangle is it? Whose anklet is it? So he was looking for a person and he couldn't find. But as soon as he touched the bangle, he could understand that this was not an ordinary bangle. It was something transcendental about it. He felt the aesthetic symptoms as soon as he touched it. So he touched it to his head. And at that point, Srimati Radharani was with the Sakhis. And Vishakha Devi asked Radharani, "Where is your bangle, one of the bangles?" And Radharani said, "Oh, last night I was at this kunj with Krishna and I must have lost it there." So Vishakha Devi ran to find that bangle and he found Shyamananda Prabhu there. So he asked Shyamananda Prabhu, "Have you seen any gold ornament here?" And Shyamananda Prabhu said, "Yes, I found one." And he gave this to Vishakha. So Vishakha Devi said, "I want that because it is my master's, my master's property, so you should give it to me." So Shyamananda Prabhu gave it back. And Vishakha Devi said, "Okay, if you have any desire, tell me. I will fulfill that desire." And Shyamananda Prabhu said, "I have the desire to see the owner of this bangle." And Vishakha Devi said, "Okay, you take dip into this kunja and purify yourself." So as soon as Shyamananda Prabhu took bath into that kunja, he turned into a gopi. And then Shyamananda Prabhu was taken by Vishakha Devi to Srimati Radharani. And Radharani was also very pleased with Shyamananda Prabhu's devotional activities. So Sri Radharani asked, what do you want? And Shyamananda Prabhu was very intelligent. Devotees are very intelligent. He said, I want the dust from your lotus feet. So Radharani said, okay, you can have the dust from my lotus feet. So Radharani personally touched the bangle on the forehead of Shyamananda Prabhu, and that made a permanent marking. Radharani took kumkum and put the bangle in that and put it on his forehead. So that made a marking on his forehead, and Radharani said, this tilak will always remain on your forehead. And that way, and then again Shyamananda Prabhu went back and again became Shyamananda Prabhu and narrated, when he came back to Jiva Goswami, Jiva Goswami said, what is this red marking? Devotees don't wear red marking, but you have got a red marking, what is happening? And he narrated the whole pastime. And Jiva Goswami became so happy with him, he said, from today onwards you are Shyamananda. Because you have pleased Shyama, which is also the name of Radharani. So you are the pleaser of Shyamananda, so you are Shyamananda. So he initiated this. And the news of this, and Jiva Goswami mentioned one more thing, don't tell about this pastime to everyone, because people will not be able to understand this. And so he never told this pastime to anyone, but the news of Shyamananda having a tilak spread, and it reached Hridaya Chaitanya. And we know when the news spreads from one mouth to other, it changes its meaning. So when the news came to Hridaya Chaitanya, it came as if Shyamananda has changed his dharma, or he has gone to some other, because he is wearing now a red tilak and a different kind of tilak. So he has changed his sampradaya. So Hridaya Chaitanya became very angry, and he immediately went for Vraja, and he came to Vrindavan and saw Shyamananda Prabhu. As soon as Shyamananda Prabhu saw Hridaya Chaitanya, he fell at his feet, and Hridaya Chaitanya chastised him. He started beating him actually. And when he started beating him, Shyamananda Prabhu was feeling ecstatic, because his spiritual master is, and he's laughing and laughing, and Hridaya Chaitanya is beating him. And then Hridaya Chaitanya went after beating him for some time. And then in a dream, Radharani came to Hridaya Chaitanya and told him, what have you done? And he narrated, Srimati Radharani told the whole pastime, it is me who has given that tilak. And the next morning, Hridaya Chaitanya came and fell at, or back for forgiveness to Shyamananda Prabhu, and Shyamananda Prabhu fell at the feet of Hridaya Chaitanya, and after some time Hridaya Chaitanya left from there. So this is how Shyamananda Prabhu got the name Shyamananda Prabhu.
Brahmite dvadasha vana kaila grantha adhayana hailan ati nikuna sevaya. Shri Gaurambika Haya Rahila Kale Giya Shri Goswami Gane Rajnaya.
Shri Gaurambika Haya
Shyamananda Prabhu roamed around in the 12 forests of Mathura Mandala, studied many books, and became expert at devotional service. On the order of the Goswamis, he travelled via Ambikapur to reside in Utkal, Orissa. So finally, Jiva Goswami instructed him to go to Orissa and preach there. So there are many pastimes on the way, but we won't go because of the limitation of time.
Pasandiya Sura Gane Mathila Gaura Gune Karevana Kaila Bhakti Dana.
Pasandiya Sura Gane.
Adhamanande bhase Shyamananda kripa lese kevana paila paritrana.
Adhamanande bhase Shyamananda kripa lese kevana paila paritrana.
Even the demons and hypocrites become maddened by Shyamananda's description of the ocean of the qualities of Gaura. Is there anyone to whom he did not give bhakti? The lowest of men floated in an ocean of joy by a hint of Shyamananda's mercy. Is there anyone whom he did not deliver from the ocean of material existence? So wherever, as we mentioned before, wherever Shyamananda Prabhu used to go, he used to just chant Krishna, Gauranga, Hare Krishna. So he used to chant this names, holy names, and people used to just become infatuated with bhakti. Sorry, infused with bhakti.
Ki jani petanara tattva sada sankirtane mata avamita vidita mahima. Parikara sange vilasa paramarange utkale sukhera nahi sima.
He is always intoxicated in Krishna Sankirtana. Indeed, who can understand the depths of his consciousness? His glories are spread throughout the world. Along with his associates, he enjoys various supremely joyous pastimes. Odisha's happiness has no boundaries now.
Yevare ka dekhe tare tanre edhati tarite nare kibase murati manohara. कहे कबु रसिकानं कंदेरा प्रभु हबे के नयन गोचरा
Anyone who sees Shyamananda Prabhu even once cannot maintain their composure, for his form is so enchanting. Narhari Das says, will Rasikananda Prabhu's master, Shyamananda Prabhu, ever be manifested to my eyes? So, Shyamananda Prabhu had many disciples, but of his all the disciples, one of the disciples was Rasikananda Prabhu. And there is a nice pastime how Rasikananda Prabhu also meets Shyamananda Prabhu. And probably on ISKCON Desire in the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, there is a whole pastime of Shyamananda Prabhu and Rasikananda Prabhu. So one can read today. It is very nice. So we'll stop here. Any questions, comments? Okay. Srila Shyamananda Prabhu ki
jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai.